This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being with us. Dr. Gary Rademacher joins us in studio today from Downtown's Healthcare. And you can check out their website at downtownshealthcare.com. And their number, and we're going to mention this a few times, a free consultation. If you mention Haystack Help Radio, all you have to do is call 303-292-9992. Dr. Gary, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having
me. Great to see you. Man, this weather's hard to beat.
Oh, my gosh. I almost turned the car around. It was so nice out. I'm stuck inside here.
No kidding. I just want to take just a minute here, not a lot of your time, but just talk about my experience there over the last month, really, with Downtown's Healthcare and getting treated and doing some different injections in my neck. I had a fusion, 1988, got hit in an auto accident 3 years ago. Few doctors were wanting to do disc replacement surgery. I really didn't want to do that. So I'm telling you, in just a few short weeks here, I mean, my hands were going to sleep like every day. And now in just a few short weeks, that has stopped happening.
That's great. Good. Yeah.
And, you know, and I've been getting some nerve blocks and different things, injections that you do. I'm not sure everything, but, I mean, they go through a great job of explaining it. But, and then Dr. Doug is helping me a lot with my adjustments and doing all the things. But just to go through, and I know we've talked about this on other shows, but just to go through, most chiropractic offices, you walk in, boy, you race over there, you pull in your parking space, you sit down for a minute, they call you back up there. Chiropractor lays you on a table, you start adjusting, you're back in your car in 15 minutes.
Sure.
You know, if you have the time, there's certain stations around that to do to just to make that adjustment better. I mean, from loosening the neck to the roller bed and the tilt chair. I've never sat in one of those before.
But yeah.
That's different, but cool. And you can tell it loosens you up. And I'm telling you, the adjustments are much easier on you, and I think better for the chiropractor and better to do them.
Yeah, what I realized a while ago was that when you take the best of medicine, the best of chiropractic, and you put it together, you just get a faster and better result. And so in our office, we have a medical team, we have a rehab team, we have a chiropractic team, and they all work together to help someone. And so a lot of the rehab and PT that we do is all designed to help to stretch the muscles that need to be stretched, strengthen the muscles that need to be strengthened, and that does allow, when you do get to the chiropractor, for them to actually perform an adjustment, which is actually easier on the chiropractor.
Sure.
But it's easier on the patient as well, and they're going to get a better response.
Right. Today we're going to spend most of the show here with Dr. Gary for our first half hour here on the regenerative medicine side, and that's just one area, again, that Downtown Healthcare offers. But, boy, you talk about two words that have kind of exploded on the scene, regenerative medicine. Yeah. Everywhere we go, we see those two words.
Yeah. I think that it's the health care of the future. Future is now. I think that it's just going to keep getting better and better. I think you've had some pioneers that have been moving the needle on this for some time now. And there are many different options of what you can do these days. And I think the key is really just having a thorough evaluation, consultation, and just finding out, are you a candidate A and B? What type? Because I think you're hearing, there's a lot of confusion. We talked about this at another segment. There's a lot of confusion out there now of what to do because you're hearing, you know, one person say, well, this is the best option. And another person say, this is the best option. So, you know, I've always told people that one of the worst places you can be in life is indecision. Mm-hmm. And it's better to make a decision and be wrong, than just to sit there and not do anything. And so I think really what it comes down to is just educating yourself on what are all the options and then going with the one that you feel is best for you.
Right. And what I've learned and found out really when if you go to an office and they cut down another place the way they do things, most time I've found it's because they don't offer that way.
Correct.
They have one way. So that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And you've said this on a... Man, everybody's different. Everybody's injuries are different. Their age is different. Their body's different. How they're going to accept the stem cells and all the thing is different. So that's what I love about the great evaluation, the time spent, initially to see if someone's a good candidate for this, because everybody's different.
Absolutely. I think that, that's why over time we have introduced in our office many different ways to go about doing this, because everyone is different. When you look at someone's age, that's a factor. Do you use their own cells? Do you go with a donor, which would be like placental tissue or umbilical tissue? And then it even gets into where people start looking at like the labs, and are you getting a good product or not? I mean, that's how far it's gotten nowadays. And so the companies that we use now, they do third-party testing where they verify, yes, we have stem cells in the product. Mm-hmm. So it's not whether or not we're doing that or not. It comes down to what's the best option for the patient now. Is it taking tissues from their own body, whether it's adipose or bone tissue, or is it using a donor? And everyone's different. So it comes down to doing a very thorough consultation evaluation and letting the patient choose from there and letting them know, hey, here are your options. What would you like to do?
Right. And I believe it's April 10th, if my memory serves me right.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a seminar, if you'd like more information on that, again, you can give them a call at 303-292-9992. Again, that's 303-292-9992, and that'll be April 10th at Downtown's Healthcare. And their website, by the way, is downtownshealthcare.com. But who are you seeing that come to, and you do quite a few of these seminars, what's that general audience look like?
I think that... In today's age, it's really opened up to any age group now. When you look at our kids these days, they're in club sports year-round. They're beating up their body. They're having injuries. Mm-hmm. My daughter, for one, had two ACL, ruptures being an athlete before she was 17. So it's a... So people are having injuries all the time, and their bodies are breaking down earlier. So we're seeing a gamut of different age groups, but I would say we probably see 35, 40 years of age and up mm-hmm. is what we're seeing more. Because at that point in time, what's happening is people have been doing either, over-the-counter medications or opioids for some time, and nothing is helping them. Their joints are continuing to break down, and they're getting worse with time, and they're trying to avoid a replacement.
Right,
is really what they're trying to do, which is understandable. Yeah. Replacements are happening sooner and sooner now. And earlier, and even though the replacement surgeries have gotten much better in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. you can only do two. So, I mean, you don't have a third shot at this. So, if you're 40 in your 40s or 50s and you're getting it done and it lasts 15 years, you're going to probably have another replacement. Yep. And then if you're someone who is fortunate enough to live a ripe old age, you might be looking at a third, which that you can't do that then. So the longer you can put it off, the better, and this is a great option for that.
Sure. Again, Dr. Gary Rademacher is our guest. Downtownshealthcare.com is the website. If you're free and you can come to this seminar, give them a call at 303-292-9992. They'll give you all the details of that. I believe it's from 6 to 8 p.m., and be a great way to help you out and get some information on this. As you do these talks and you meet people just day to day, what do you think are still some of the biggest misunderstandings, so to speak, about stem cells, some of the myths out there?
Sure. I think that the first and foremost, people who have been hearing about this for some time have a concern like it's embryonic, like you're killing and aborting fetuses right. and whatnot, which that's not the case. That was the talk back in the 80s, at least when this is starting to come about. That's probably number one. Number two, I think, is what we're starting to hear is people having concerns on, what's being injected and what's actually in the product that's being injected. And that comes about from just, some of the naysayers out there who, the haters, so to speak. I always tell my kids, if you don't have a few haters, you need to get some, because you're not doing
exactly,
you're not big enough.
You're not ruffling feathers out there. Yeah.
But I think that what happens is people are being misinformed, and they have concerns on moving forward just because they want it is an investment. It's not a cheap process to do. However, in our office, we make it affordable for people, and we have payment plans for them to, if they really want this, they can get it.
Right, and another great thing is now with our great health care. Yeah. I mean, boy, you look at what most of our deductibles are. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. you can just about get this done for what a deductible.
Mine
is $7,500.
Yep.
You know,
you can get these treatments basically in our office. We have so many different forms of treatments, and they all fall underneath, you know, many people's deductibles. And you know, when you look at the fact is that the number one reason for someone to claim bankruptcy is a health issue. Yep. And what I learned a long time ago, when my dad passed away, I always used to think that, you know, my house or my car were assets. And after he passed away with, you know, he had pancreatic cancer. After he passed away, I realized, you know, it's my mind and my body that's my greatest asset. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I put in my mind, no one can ever take away from me. And if I take care of my body, it's going to take care of me. I'm going to have a higher quality and quantity of life. And so I think it's just relaying to people. It's like if you're on the fence and you're not quite sure what to do, you're only going to lose an hour of time for a consultation to find out what's going on. In fact, if you have more questions, you go to our website. There's a link you can click on.
Great information.
And you can actually just request a 15-minute phone consultation. Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't hit the specific questions they may have, you know, they can just go to our website.
Right. And, you know, we get this all the time when people say, okay, you inject my knee with stem. What does it actually do? I mean,
yeah, so basically what stem cells do, and actually it's more than just stem cells. In an injection, you have growth factors, you have cytokines, you have hyaluronic acid and proteins, and then you have stem cells with it. And these are building blocks for the joint. So these tissues, these stem cells, will help to start regenerating tissue. They help to lay down new cartilage, bone, nerve. These cells can actually turn into the very tissue that needs to be regenerated. So we have dozens and dozens of pre and post x-rays where you can actually see the spacing improve within the joint space itself over time, which is one of the things that we do as well, which many places don't do, is the follow-up.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if, and I'm sure there are probably some, so I'm not going to say there's not, but I have not heard of anyone or talked to anyone that did that.
Yeah. It's our medical staff and team are checking constantly on how someone's doing. We send surveys out. We're doing follow-up testing and x-rays 90 days post-treatment. Mm-hmm. And so we continually follow up with people just to, you know, we want to know what's working, what's not. Because,
sure,
you know, this industry is changing so quickly that literally on a monthly basis we're adding something to what we're doing just because we're seeing things change and things get better.
Right. Yeah, and to look at an x-ray 90 days later, and I mean, you can see right there is the proof,
yep,
of what it's doing, not only if you're feeling better or not, but you can see what it's doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's even some cool stuff. So I just saw the other day a post that you guys did actually in the face with stem.
Yeah, we're actually...
Charlie wanted to do that, by the way.
Yeah. We're actually starting a cosmetic division in our office, a rejuvenation division. So, you know, our staff is trained up on doing facial treatments right now to where it actually reduces wrinkles and age spots disappear. And I mean, some of the 2 and 3 month pre and post pictures are astonishing.
Yeah. No, I saw one a couple of months back and I was like, there's no way.
I know. That's what you get. Like, I mean, this is
crazy.
This was an injection, not a facelift. I mean,
right,
people think it's a facelift, you know.
Sure.
And it's just basically it helps to regrow the collagen in the face.
Yep. Charlie, we can be the before picture. That's what we can do. We can be before. Dr. Gary Rademacher is our guest, Downtown's Healthcare, 303-292-9992, 303-292-9992. And here's what we're going to do, and Dr. Gary has been kind enough to offer us this. If you go to Downtown's Healthcare, you go through their process, you find out you're a good candidate for stem cell, and if you do that procedure with them, mention Haystack Help Radio. And Dr. Gary's been kind enough to give us a $500 discount for our listeners. But you've got to mention Haystack Help Radio or mention my name, whatever you want to do, to let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio, and that'll be $500 off of that. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what to expect afterwards. Are there any special things that you need to do? And then some of the other types of regenerative medicine that Downtown's Healthcare has to offer. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage? Do you always get someone new when checking your loan status? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are closing loans in 13 to 15 days. We offer paperless applications, ability to view your loan status 24/7, loans designed to fit your needs, not the banks, with customized terms, whether purchase or refinance, all at low rates. Take AIM for quick pre-approvals, cash out to pay off high credit card debt, and see how hundreds of our clients are saving thousands in excess interest and payments, all while owning their home faster. Find out how. Call now, 720-895-0500, and talk to your personalized mortgage professional from start to finish. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500, where it is all about you. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Dr. Gary Rademacher is in studio with us. Downtown's Healthcare. Check them out at downtownshealthcare.com. Their number 303-292-9992. And if you're just joining us, I've been treating there for about a month or so. And I have already seen some great results there. Still working on some things. Neck's been messed up for quite a few years. But I'm telling you, this stuff works. And I love the time they spend with you and the consultation. They will do a very, very thorough evaluation, and that's something we just don't seem to get with our normal health care these days. And they'll go through with you if they really believe they can be of help to you or not. Matter of fact, Dr. Gary, and I appreciated this. I had a gentleman that called a couple of months ago and kind of went through what was going on, came down there, and you guys sent him somewhere. And see, but I mean, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. If we can't help, we're going to find out what's going on so we can point someone in a good direction.
Right. Now, we're talking about regenerative medicine. What are some of the other things? We got the stem cell, and then what are a couple other things that you guys are doing?
Oh, we do a ton of stuff in our office with just in regenerative medicine. I think that, you know, we do a ton of joint and soft tissue injuries. I mean, I myself have had an Achilles tear and had it done on myself and avoided surgery. I've had two knee scopes. I've had my knees, I did my knee, mm-hmm. even though I had no symptoms. This is post-surgery. But I didn't realize I was having a problem with it as much as I did until after I had that treatment. We discussed previously some of the cosmetic things that we're doing with it now. So a ton of stuff around regenerative medicine that we're going into. And And we're excited to bring it, you know, into the future, just all these new changes that are coming about with it. So mm-hmm. we constantly are training on it. So other than that, we have the chiropractic, we have the rehab, we have the massage, we have we do accident injury treatment. You know, all of our providers in the office have are very highly credentialed in accident treatment, which people would kind of think like, well, a provider's a provider's a provider, and that's just not the case, especially in the chiropractic world. Many times, chiropractic schools do a great job at getting, you know, providers up and ready to go to start helping patients. But when you're in the med legal world, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to, cross the T's, dot the I's in treating someone who's been in an accident, because, you know, you really need to set the stage for an attorney to pick up the case and help that person who's been injured in an accident. So we're dabbling in a lot right now and having a lot of fun with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kevin Flesh, we did a show with Kevin, and Kevin just said, man, after the show, he said, wow, the documentation mm-hmm. is key.
It is.
And so many offices do not know how to do it or just don't do it.
Correct. It's a difference between, I mean, listen, when you have patients who have permanent injury and an insurance company is throwing out like a $5,000 or $10,000 settlement offer, and these people may need lifetime care, with the proper documentation, it can turn into 6 or 7 digit settlements just with documenting properly
mm-hmm.
and objectifying the injury properly.
Right. And, you know, a lot of these people that we know are, like you say, they've been told by the orthopedic surgeons, and I love the term bone on bone. It seems like everybody, oh, they told me I'm bone on bone. What are they? I mean, I guess there are cases where that is true, but I'm from our conversations and other docs that I know, I mean, that's usually not the case where it's physically bone on bone.
I would say that's an accurate statement. That statement, bone on bone, makes me laugh as well a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't tell how many dozens and dozens and probably hundreds of patients we've seen who they come in, they say that they've been told they're bone on bone, they need a surgery, and we'll look at the x-ray and I'll scratch my head thinking, what were they looking at, you know? And it's a little scary because I do think that there are many, many surgeries that are happening that are unnecessary. And that's where I think when you catch a problem early, and whether it's just through proper physical medicine treatment or regenerative treatment, you can avoid many of these surgeries.
Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody's looking at, because you look at, I mean, I've known people that have gotten infections after,
absolutely.
You know, and had to remove everything, let that heal a little bit, then go back and do it again. And if this, the good thing about this, there is no real rejection to this. I mean, it's either going to work or it doesn't.
Absolutely. we've been doing this for 4 years, and the worst thing that happens is someone doesn't respond, which we talked about earlier, happens maybe 5% of the time. Most people have a positive response to this. In fact, I remember when we first introduced this, we had a gentleman that came in, and he'd had 9 knee surgeries, and he's had multiple infections, almost amputated the leg. And he was someone who walked in with a cane. And I remember about a week after his first treatment, he comes walking in without a cane. And he was so excited. You know, he's sitting in the middle of our rehab floor, and he's jumping up and down. And everyone's saying, you need to stop doing that right now. Give it some time. But he did great with it, you know. And that was someone who'd had 9 surgeries previously. So if you haven't had a replacement and you're still having problems, even post-surgery, if it hasn't been replaced, this is something that could be a viable option for you.
Right. What is kind of the protocol after? So I come in, I get the stem cells done. What's kind of the next few weeks look like for that patient?
It depends on what that person has chosen to do, because there are options. Many times we'll recommend rehab with that and exercises, and some people choose to do it on their own, and some people choose to come into our office and do it. People who are local, a majority will come into our office and do some rehab for about 4 weeks. We want to strengthen that joint up and then give someone very specific exercises to do at home, and then we'd follow up, you know. And there are times when we do booster treatments, and what that is we might do another stem cell treatment, or we might do what's called PRP, which is plasma-rich protein. It's when we take samples of your own blood, we spin it down and get the good stuff, the plasma, and we put it back into the joint or the tissue, which also has a bunch of building blocks within it that helps to heal the area. And so, again, everyone's different, though. So people who don't do rehab in our office, typically because they're coming out of state or they're coming from, 2 or 3 hour drive away.
Right, right. We talked earlier about, you know, a lot of people have jumped on this whole stem cell bandwagon and this regenerative medicine. What are some qualifying questions, I guess? I mean, how can we help our audience? Of course, we're saying, hey, if you want to not worry about it, come to Downtown's Healthcare, because, again, I'm doing this, and, boy, it has helped me tremendously. But what are some good questions that people can ask?
Sure. I think, number one, we've discussed this earlier. You know, there are offices out there that will do these injections blind. And what I mean by that is they do not use ultrasound-guided equipment to actually visualize where that injection is going. And what's really important with this, like, for instance, if you're dealing with, like, a labrum tear, this is white tissue around a joint, a shoulder, or a hip that is torn, you want to be very specific with that injection. And so using ultrasound guidance to visualize where you're actually putting it, mm-hmm. and it makes a big difference. I read a study not too long ago that 50% of injections that are blind do not hit the target area. So, even these docs who've been doing this for years, they think they're hitting, they're not, mm-hmm. when you look at that study. I think also another thing would be, what type of stem cell treatment do you do? I think that if you're only offering one option, listen, I've come to realize that it's not a one-size-fit-all kind of treatment. There are so many different factors that go into what type of treatment should I get. Like, how old are you? How healthy are you? Are you a smoker? Are you overweight? Are you, and I think that by taking a very thorough history and a very thorough evaluation, from that perspective, our medical team is going to recommend what they feel would be best for you based on those varying factors. So if you're going somewhere and they're only doing one thing, that's a key to, like, maybe go, wow, you know, maybe I should go where someone's been doing it for a while.
Right.
And actually someone who has the providers that have done thousands of injections and not just a handful.
Sure.
And we talked about this earlier. You know, our medical staff trains other providers throughout the country on this right now.
That's who I want. I want the person that trains.
Absolutely. You want the trainer.
Yeah. No kidding.
And that's really where you sharpen the axe, right? It's like when you can teach something, you really know it.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Once again, April 10th will be a seminar at Downtown's Healthcare. For more information, you can give them a call at 303-292-9992. That's 303-292-9992. And you can go to downtownshealthcare.com to learn a little bit more about what we've been talking about today. Their website is amazing and answers a lot of great questions there. If you decide to give them a call, and whether you come to the seminar or not, we'd love to have you come to this, but if you just want to call, 303-292-9992, and again, if you go there, it's a free consultation, you decide the stem cell route is the way for you to go, and they agree with you on that, and if you mention Haystack Help Radio, Dr. Gary's been kind enough to give us a $500 discount on that procedure, but you got to mention the show to get that, and I'm telling you, when you look at all the people that you've saved from doing these replacements. And I mean, and this is probably even several months old, but I saw on your website, you know, that y'all had recently had 13 people cancel joint replacements. And I'm telling you, if I can be 70, 75% better and not have to do a double knee replacement, I'm doing that all day long.
Absolutely. I mean, that number continues to grow. And, our big push right now is, you know, get checked out early. You know, let's not wait until a replacement is, you know, like, for instance, if your orthopedic surgeon is telling you, hey, you're going to need a replacement at some point in time, then let's not wait for that. let's look at what you can do now,
sure.
to actually, you know, strengthen that joint up, try to regenerate it as best you can and avoid it altogether, mm-hmm. which I think can happen if you take the proper measures to actually restore that joint function.
Right. And I'm telling you, what I'm seeing, even reading all the reviews that are out there for you guys, the consistency of care is really what's key. We're probably all going to feel better after coming there a few weeks or whatever we're doing. You know what I mean? But I can just tell when I told you all ago, I had to miss a couple of weeks. I was out of town, just got busy, and man, I could tell. So I can see how the key to this is that consistent care.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. We have a great team. They're highly trained. We really bring staff in that want to help other people. They have the right why. And I think at the end of the day, you can't help everybody.
Right.
But our motto is we help everybody.
Yeah.
And if we can't help someone that comes into our office, then we find a place for them to go to get that help. The real question comes down to, does the person want help? Because we do run into people every once in a while that pain is their crutch. They really don't want help.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, our intention is to help everyone that we cross paths with.
Yeah. And real quick, I got a massage there Monday, I think it was. And, young lady. And she said that. I said, what makes you want to do this? People you don't know. I said, how do you do this? She said, I love this because, I know for that hour I'm really helping them feel better. And, I could see it was genuine for her.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great.
And that
good
was
to hear.
Awesome. Yes, sir. Well, Dr. Gary, thank you so much. We'll look forward to our next visit.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Dr. Gary Rademacher, Downtown's Healthcare. Give him a call. Quit putting up with pain. Call them now, 303-292-9992. That's 303-292-9992, downtownshealthcare.com.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Also joined along with Marie Christine here from our studio. How are you?
Doing great.
Great to see you. Great to welcome in studio Alan Stack. And you've heard Alan here on our show now for several years. Stack Optical. And they got a new home. Wow, when was that? June or July, Alan? Or
it was July 1st.
July.
We opened up in our new home.
July. And that's 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to find. Plenty of free parking, really close to the front door. And I know you were dreading the move back then.
Oh,
I sure was. Boy, you were sweating bullets. But now, what a great thing for Stack Optical.
It's been wonderful. To have all the new people that have come in and to have clients that have been gone for 10, 15 years because they said, I didn't want to go into Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
Now they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Well, that's
great. But Dad opened up there in the 60s, and Cherry Creek was not Cherry Creek in the 60s. And it's evolved into something that I'm glad I'm not a part of anymore.
Was that building that you were originally in there, was there just not much around you back then?
Well, I don't know if folks remember the Yum Yum Tree. I mean, a lot of old businesses that, all closed down and that type of thing.
Wow.
Everything developed around us, our little medical building there.
Sure. Well, I tell you, to survive in business, for that length of time, to me, it shows really, you know, one thing, which has a lot of branches off of it, but you know what you're doing and you do things right.
Right. It's always what's best for the client.
Yeah, good deal. Well, again, Stack Optical, they handle anything that you need with your eyes, and that's from eye exam, eyeglasses, contact lenses. They take care of everything that you need, even repairs, and they can help you out. I wanted to start off today. I was thinking about all the things, and we do some shows with doctors and wellness, and, man, so many people concerned, you know, with all the things with their health. But I got to thinking, what's the most important thing to me in my health, you know? What right. would it be? And, man, eyesight is right up there, Murray.
Yeah, what's the point of being healthy if you can't see?
Exactly. But what do we ignore a lot unless right. something's in our eye or all of a sudden we can't see as clear as we used to, then we may go see. But, man, why don't we check on our eyes more?
Exactly, because a lot of times, you know, the eyesight, when all of a sudden you're feeling the symptoms or you're noticing the symptoms, whoa, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
The damage has already been done. But if you get that yearly eye exam, we catch stuff so early that with the modern technology and so forth, they can take care of it.
Right. And it really, it's not that big of a hassle. It doesn't take that much time.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive.
And you went through, so it's been a while. You talk about your experience there with Stack Optical.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. It was quick. It wasn't too expensive. You know, my prescription had just changed a tiny bit, so that little difference and, you know, all of a sudden I'm noticing the leaves on the trees instead of right. just the branches, and which is always nice. And I like my glasses that I got there, and, you know, they're real modern and pretty. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. It's really not a big deal. Go do your eye exam.
Yeah, they look great on you as well. So just think, Alan's been doing this. What year were you born, Murray?
1991.
That's just about when I took over the company.
Oh,
really? Wow.
So you must have seen. Yeah. I'm just thinking about, you know, how clothing styles have changed since then.
Oh.
The same is true with eyewear, right?
Yes, but boy, it just seems like everything keeps coming back around.
I was just thinking that same thing because my mom used to wear these ginormous glasses that made her eyes look like insect eyes,
right.
you know, that magnified them
right.
so much. But it's coming back. People
exactly.
are wearing those huge lenses again.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, you know, we're celebrating our 50th year this year, and we found a bunch of advertising from the 60s that we put up in our office. And to see those styles, and half of them are all coming back. You know, it's just something else.
Do you think... Because I know, you know, you think you look so stylish, and then 10 years later, you look back at photos and you think, what was I doing? I looked
right.
like a fool. Do you see any styles yourself where you think, oh, that one should not have resurfaced?
I don't know. I look at some of those big black frames, and I look at my father's picture from the, you know, the early 70s, a big black square frame. And I was like, why does that look dated?
But that and then kind of the Clark.
I look on there, and in the magazines, oh, my God, that's all in style again.
My father so. Again in the magazines.
Right.
Would that be kind of the Clark Kent Superman glasses, the dark?
Very similar.
Yeah,
yep.
very.
Yep.
Well, and that's where you look at the glasses, not the face.
Right.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why nobody recognized Superman. Ooh.
Exactly, yeah. 303-321-1578 is the number, 303-321-1578. Like I said, they do great eye exam. Doctor takes great time with you. And Alan, I hear this over and over from, you know, Marie when she went, of course, myself and other friends that have gone there is, it seems like in our, quote, medical world, boy, we're not feeling much personal attention anywhere we go. But at Stack Optical, you still get that great care and personal attention.
Yeah, I've always tried to partner with older docs that they're willing to do the exam from beginning to end. We don't use techs, and he takes as long as needed. You know, sometimes we get a little bit behind because of it, but our doc is awesome.
Right.
Really
your
takes
doc
the
is,
time.
And so are your other staff members, too. I forget the gentleman's name who helped me pick out my glasses.
Well, Damien retired in Christmas time.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
It might have been Damien. He was
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
But everybody, I mean, I remember it took me forever to pick out which frame I wanted, and he was so patient and just, you know, took out frame after frame from the case and let me try them on, and it was nice not to feel rushed.
Yeah, and the gals that I have with me now are just awesome.
And, you know, it seems like a lot of times I'll mention you to people, and they're like, oh, I just do things online and all this kind of thing. And I always tell them, you know what, there's always going to be a cheaper price for everything in this world. you know.
And sometimes they're not. Yeah. We had a gal that got her glasses online, was having some problems, brought them in, and we were pricing them, and it's like we were less than they were. And this is one of those was advertised $6 glasses. But when really? She went on to order, no, she wasn't getting $6 glasses. By the time they put everything on there, mm-hmm. it was $50 more than what it would cost for her to come to us.
Right.
And she ended up having to pay it twice because the ones online didn't work.
Sure. And, you know, the online, too, it's all about not only do you have the right lens and everything that looks right for you, but the fit. And that's
exactly.
You are custom fitting.
Right, because how can you fit a frame that you're trying online? You know, and you don't have the professional help when you're picking out that frame. And the actual fitting and so forth, it was an eye-opener. This just happened last week.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it when she pulled out the invoice and was like, oh, my God, it's one of those online places that advertise $6 glasses. And hers were $400. I said, what? That didn't make sense.
Well, and if they're not, I mean, you wear your glasses every day. If
exactly.
they're not comfortable, what a
right.
pain.
Or if you can't see out of them, that
well,
was
yeah.
her problem.
Problem number one.
First, she thought it was the doc that she went to, so she went ahead and got an exam from our doc as a second opinion. Turns out, no, there really wasn't that much of a change in the prescription. It was just the way they were made.
Jeez. Don't make a mistake. Your eyes are very, very important. Go to Stack Optical, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you fixed up there. Now, how you do this, I don't know, but I assume you're still offering the eye exam for
$69. $69, yes.
What an unbelievable value. I'm not going to say deal because I'm not concerned about the price, but that's a value because of the type of exam, again, the doctor does.
Exactly. And, you know, again, we're not paying tax and this type of thing. He does a good eye exam. He still looks in the back of your eye. He asks you if you want to be dilated. And you don't have to be dilated every year.
Hmm.
But it's a good idea because that opens up the pupils so the doc can really evaluate the retina. But anyway, all that's included.
Right. And Marie, they really took the time there too for you to kind of look through styles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I had some glasses before that I really liked the style and I wanted something similar. And so we took a while to look for something that was just the right color, just the right shape. And it was nice for me to know ahead of time what the price was going to be.
Right.
So I'm not, sometimes you go to any sort of doctor or health place and you're like, oh, what's the bill? I have no idea. I'm just going to pay it whatever it is, I guess.
Sure.
So it was nice to know what to expect.
Yeah. And Alan, I mean, what do you see in the future of eyewear? I mean, you go to shows quite a bit too.
I do.
To really stay on top of what's going on.
Yeah, there's some new technology, especially for folks that have real high minus prescriptions and that kind of stuff that's coming out. I mean, the technology we have now, I think, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How we can make them so much thinner than they used to be. But there's technology out there that they're really even improving on that.
Right. Now, let's talk about, got a few minutes left here, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. Favorite glasses of mine, I use them all the time.
It's really cool. It's a frame that can be adjusted in the field. The lenses can be changed out in seconds, so you can have a set of lenses for golf, you could have a set of lenses for shooting, set of lenses for biking. Whatever you do, I can design a pair of lenses for you, and you just snap them in and out of the same frame.
Right. And hopefully golf is right here around the corner. So, I mean, you've had guys where it said it changed their golf game.
Well, you know, I've noticed a lot of folks are still using gray lenses for golf. And it just doesn't make sense to me. Even if you're light sensitive, that gray lens darkens shadows.
Hmm.
Well, when you're darkening the shadows, it's pretty hard to see your ball when it goes in the shadows.
Right.
So that's
which mine does quite often. Yeah. Do you have something to find your ball clearer in the woods or underwater?
So anyway, a brown lens is the best. I have a lens that changes depending on the light conditions, but the base color is brown. It gets darker brown. But, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. I need to, you know, sit down with you and discuss because there's also different, you know, some people can play golf in progressives. I'm one of them. But some other ones, I can't read the greens in these things.
Sure.
So I'll put a little reading area off to one side or the other just so they can see the scorecard. But they have a nice, clear vision in front of their eyes.
Right. You know, in closing real quick, a lot of places, box stores have opened all these different things from hearing aids to glasses and all that. But, and I'm not saying there's not some good people in some of those. But for the most part, you are not getting someone that has experience like you guys at Stack Optical that's going to make all the right recommendations for you.
Right, and we stand behind it.
Yeah.
If, you know, something we do for you doesn't work, bring it back. I'm going to change it.
Right. Alan will take care of you just like he took care of Marie.
That's right.
Just
thank
like
you, Marie.
He took care of me as well.
Thank you, Scott.
And 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. That's at Monaco and Evans. And like I say, free parking right by the front door. It could not be more convenient. Don't neglect your eyesight. Give them a call today, 303-321-1578. And as I always like to say, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Were you born between 1946 and 1964? If so, you are considered a baby boomer and may need professional guidance on your retirement planning. It's never too late. Dot Mechtenberg has been specializing in wealth management for over 45 years. Call Dot and let her help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to talk to you now, Jess Sorcy. And Jess is the Metabolic Coordinator, Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Jess, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am waiting to get some blood results back, and then we're going to get on a good path. So I've talked to Dr. Stedman, and I told him I'm going to break down and finally eat what you tell me to eat. So it's going to be a struggle, but we're going to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, and, you know, you've been on with Dr. Stedman several times, but I wanted to kind of separate you a little bit today and really just talk about the nutrition side of things. And tell us just a little bit about your background and how you got into this field.
Yeah, my background, actually, I was a middle school and high school English teacher for a few years, and then decided that really wasn't my path. And one of the reasons was because I became more passionate about nutrition while I was teaching, because I saw, you know, the kids in the classroom were eating well and that was affecting their learning. And I also coached a cross-country team and would see what these athletes were eating and not eating. And so at that point, I decided that I still wanted to be a teacher, but I wanted to teach nutrition. So my ultimate goal was to go back and get a degree in nutrition, which is what I did through the Nutrition Therapy Institute. And then I wanted to go back into the school system. But then I fell in love with more the clinical side of nutrition, which is currently what I'm doing in Dr. Stedman's office. So definitely different paths have come my way. And now I feel like I'm doing what I really enjoy doing, and it's a good fit. So I really love helping get people on the right track to health and wellness.
Right. You know, I was looking at a few of your credentials and reading on several websites about you, and one quote I saw, and I wanted to get your comments on, it says, as a master nutritionist therapist, Jess focuses on helping clients bring balance back to the body as a means of regaining overall health and wellness. When you talk about bringing balance back to the body, what are we talking about?
we're really talking about working on the body's systems to make sure the physiology is working properly. So bringing balance back would be, you know, managing blood sugar levels, working on the detoxification system, making sure the digestion is optimal, working on adrenal function so that, you know, dealing with stress and those other things that are all going to throw the physiology of the body off, which then can make us feel maybe a little bit sluggish or like things just aren't, you know, going as well as they could be.
Right. How would you describe your style of kind of working with clients? I mean, what does that initial consultation look like?
My initial consultation, you know, is really trying to get a feel of what the patient's coming in for and then really discussing just my approach to things. So, you know, how we can go about working with them and what they're coming in with. So when I work with patients, I always try to meet them where they're at. So coming in and changing your diet is a very intimidating and very difficult thing to do. So I try to make sure that they're comfortable with the changes that we're making and that we're not making too many changes too quickly, because that's going to result in failure on right. both my part as well as the patient. And so it's really an open communication about, this is what I think we need to do to get you where you want to go. And then the patient, you know, coming back and saying, yeah, I can do that, or no, is there a different way to go about it? So really flexible, really kind of driven by both myself and the patient.
Because it's really all about communication. And when I say communication, not only just talking, but being honest with each other, kind of like I was with you, like I'm not eating that. But seriously, it is something where you just have to be honest, say, okay, you know what, man, I can't eat that. But are there other alternatives we can do? And if there's not, then we just got to grow up and buckle down and suck it up and eat it. But it's really all about just really being honest with you of what we are going to do, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, I would rather see someone make two small changes than 10 really big ones at one time.
Sure, because I think a lot of times, like you said, people say, okay, I want to lose 40 pounds, and they focus on losing 40 pounds. Well, that's a big number. So I think if we go into it, folks, and, hey, what I want to lose this week or in the next 2 weeks, you know, of 8 pounds or 10 pounds, I mean, it's more in steps instead of looking at that big number, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people come in here all the time and they're like, I want to lose a bunch of weight, and that's great and I'll pay attention to it. But really it's more about changing the physiology so that you feel good, and the weight loss should be a side effect of that. If we're doing our job right, then the weight should just naturally come off.
Sure. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is the metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So when we talk about nutrition, I mean, wow, it is just, it's changed so much over the years. And you look at, you know, these different aisles in our grocery stores, and just because it's on that health food aisle doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. So is one of the bigger steps, or one of the first steps that you do, just trying to get us to understand labels and what we're eating?
Yes, most definitely. There is so much confusion around the food industry and, you know, different diets and where people should be. So really those first few appointments is about educating on, you know, what is a healthy diet for most people, and then how to navigate through the challenges of the grocery store and reading labels and knowing the difference between natural and organics and genetically modified foods and all those new terms that are out there that everyone's becoming more aware of.
Right.
So definitely guide everyone in understanding those choices.
Sure. And then, you know, another thing I think that we all have to understand, if we're going to go down this journey of getting healthy and weight loss, we didn't get to where we are overnight, and there is no, you know, magic pill or potion or things that are out there sometimes on the market that we see advertised. I mean, we really have to get in the mindset, and I think it's really all between our ears of getting this done and understanding it's a lifestyle change.
Yes, it is. I can't tell you how much I preach that. It's not a 6 weeks, let's clean up your diet and then go back to, you know, how you were eating before. It's really about figuring out how you can incorporate this into everyday life and finding a balance with that so that you can, you know, go to family functions or parties and be social, but also keep your health as a top priority.
Right. And, you know, one thing I I think is just great about, you know, integrated health systems there with Dr. Stedman is too, because he was on the other day with us and he talked about, you know, if you're not losing weight and you are doing the steps that you feel are necessary, maybe it's not your fault, meaning it could be thyroid imbalances, digestive problems, all that. So this is kind of your one-stop shop because you guys are right there together. You can communicate well of what's going on with a patient. And I see that as a win-win. Instead of going, you know, to you as a nutritionist person that's trying to help me and then having to make an appointment with another doctor and then trying to get everybody on the same page, to me, it's just a great deal to have both of you right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when we talk about, giving us the tools that we need, and I think, like I say, I think you used a great word there, just education and getting us to understand that. Do you find it's better with a coaching type of way that you go about it, where we check in with you and all that? Because I know I do better under that. I just do, you know. And I mean, you look at all the pro sports, all the stuff. I mean, you know, there's multiple coaches on one football team because they're there for different reasons. But do you find it people do better for the most part with a coach like you?
Yes, it's a lot to take on your own, and there's a lot of stuff that pops up that people don't realize, you know. Like, they're like, well, I'm eating better, but I'm fatigued, so what do we need to do? So then we can make adjustments from there. But also, you know, just knowing that you're going to follow up with somebody, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do well this week. I'm going to eat the foods that she told me to eat so that I can go report that to her. So there's the accountability as well. But I think, you know, having that, just that relationship with someone of working on the same goal together is really beneficial for a lot of these patients. And then, again, it's still about the education piece as well. So we do a lot of that during the follow-up appointments.
Right. Again, Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And if someone wants to come in just for a consultation, how does that work as far as cost and all, just for an initial consultation?
We do a free 30-minute consultation. So anyone that's interested in, you know, getting care at Integrative Health can just call the front office, and we can get you scheduled to learn a little bit more about what we do and how we can help.
All right, and that number is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Well, Jess, we're going to do some of these kind of wellness-type topics with you and try to get you on a couple of times a month to talk about these things and just to bring that education side of it, and then hopefully we can get some folks in there because maybe you've already seen it where some came in earlier in the year here and had that New Year's resolution, and all of a sudden it's already not going so well. So, again, if you fall off that wagon, get back on it, right? Don't stop.
Yep, keep going.
Absolutely. Well, Jess, hey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And, again, we'll be talking to you a couple times a month here to help us out here in this matter of wellness and nutrition. So we appreciate your time.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Again, that's Jess Sorcy, Metabolic Coordinator at Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com, and they'll help you out. I want to thank all of our guests today, and be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.